You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with Steve Mareri. He's the incoming president of the CCIM Institute. And we're back also with Frank Rodriguez. Frank is the president here of his local company. He runs, he's the man in Little Havana. I mean, Frank, there's no other way to say it. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right, now that I served up Frank on a silver platter, I want to talk a little bit, Frank, about your interactions with FIU and UM, because I've got to believe with real estate being a mentorship business, a lot of the young people have great questions for you, but I'll bet that they're bringing an incredible, invigorating energy to the table as well.
Absolutely. You know, as the world is shifting and changing, and the millennials are coming in. I'm right after. I'm right before them. So I'm not actually a millennial. But they're coming in. They're getting graduated. They're getting their master's in real estate. And one of the things that we're doing with FIU is we're in the stages of planning a mentorship program. And there's going to be a forum. We'll make sure to announce it and make sure everybody has the opportunity to attend, whereby the CCIMs will have a forum with the students to have a select number of these students or alumni become mentors, and that way get a sense of the real practical function of real estate and the service that we provide and how it's provided in the most ethical and organized fashion, so that they understand fundamentals and apply the fundamentals to the market. So we're in the works with FIU and that, and we really thank Dr. Harding, Bill Harding, and Eileen, their new marketing director at FIU, are instrumental into this new initiative that's being worked out.
Well, count me in as a mentor. Steve, are you going to roll this out nationally?
So we have something called the Jay Levine Leadership Academy. Jay Levine started, who was the first CCIM, started the CCIM Institute in 1954. And when he left us and passed away, he left us a substantial inheritance and a foundation because he loved us so much and we love him so much. And in that program, we have now started a formal mentoring program. It's just on a launch now, and we should have it out between October and January of this year and be rolling it out to every university that's interested in it. But, you know, the great thing in hearing Frank's comments now when we were sitting at lunch the other day about mentoring is all real estate is local. And we have a chapter in every one of the states across the country. And a lot of our chapters, it's funny how things work, are almost simpatico with what's happening at national and represent us so well locally when they're starting things like this in that level. So we will have a formal mentoring program, we hope, right across the country over the evolution of real estate in the next 2 years. And we're pretty excited about the mentoring program. The amazing thing about when you're working with millennials and folks of today is sometimes you're the mentor and sometimes you're the mentee, especially when it comes to the technology.
Oh, I-5. I can really feel that. I live that every day. I've got a young man that works with me. In fact, Frank, when Jason started, the first thing I did was said, you got to go be a CCIM and go talk to my friend Frank. Is that not the righteous truth?
That is true. Several years ago, I would say about five, right?
Yeah. As soon
right
as he started.
About 5 years.
Well, actually, three. It just seems a lot longer because we got real estate guy years we're dealing with here.
That's true.
Now, Steve, we've only got about a couple minutes left, so maybe you could give us a highlight of maybe what you want your hallmark of your administration to be. It's a year away from now. People are looking back. What are they saying?
Well, the interesting thing about CCIM is we have a first vice president, a president-elect, and a president, and we work things through in a leadership team. So our sitting president, Mark Macek, has come up with a strategic plan that I think is going to take us into the 21st century. So my initiative is to carry that strategic plan on to the next step and then hand it over to a gentleman also from Orlando with a lot of experience named Robin Webb. We're working right now very hard in improving our education offerings because CCIM is the Real World Education Institute for Commercial Real Estate. So we have something called the Ward School, and we are improving the Ward School in every possible way. We hope to add about another 15, 20 classes this year. We already have 20. War classes, by the way, are given on the web, and you don't have to be in CCIM. You could go on our website, CCIM.com, and you could look at our education offerings, and you could try some of this stuff in 3-4 hours on the web. Some of it's complicated. Some of it's definitely helpful to anybody in the industry. Well, second thing is we have an initiative with a company called ALM Media, which is a $650 million media company based out of New York, and they offer Globe Street. So you have GlobeStreet.com, which is an information haven in partnership with CCIM for any part of institutional real estate. And we do these conferences around the country in partnership with them in something called the Forum. We've done them in Miami. Our next one is in Orange County, California. We have one in Denver coming up, and we're starting to run classes at the Dallas one, which is September 1st. We'll be having a negotiating class there, and then a CCIM social event for folks to network with the participants. And most of those participants are major industry, both chairman and high-level management folks, so you get the opportunity through CCIM and through interact with those people. And then, of course, we also are now global in our 13,000 members. We're looking at different countries right now. We may have an initiative in Mexico next year. We already have one in Canada. We have one in Poland. We have one in Russia. We have an initiative in Japan and China. And we think that CCIM Institute will be a global organization and around the world. And then we have some local, interesting local initiatives. As you know, I just attended the International Council of Shopping Centers, their next generation, which is segmented towards millennials and towards folks that are 5 years less in the business. And there was almost 450 people at that conference, and we hope to do that in tandem with them next year. And that was specific to retail. And retail is definitely a growing, changing environment with the web. And one of the most fascinating things, and I'm sure you millennials will agree with me that are out there, everybody thought retail was going to be dead. But the truth of the matter is millennials love to shop, whether they're on the internet or they're looking for an experience in a shopping center. So the future of retail is bright, especially when you look at places like Lincoln Road. And I even think the ethnic retail that I saw in Little Havana and visiting Frank was quite amazing.
Well, Steve, I hate to cut you off. I'm going to have to get you on again. Maybe we'll get Robin on again with Frank, but we're out of time today. I want to thank you for you and Frank for making the CCIMs an integral part of our business, and I look forward to continuing to grow in our relationship.
Absolutely. Very nice being here.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jim. Always enjoy your show. We're all major listeners, and to our 16,000 people, let's get on board and back Jim because he backs us.